Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, chastises Barbadians falling for Ponzi schemes when he says government is providing legitimate sources for them to invest their money. Meantime, opposition leader Ralph Thorne dismisses that suggestion and blames the government for mismanagement of the economy while discussing Ponzi schemes as a distraction. Tourism officials report they're experiencing a boom in visitor arrivals surpassing 2023 numbers. Situ Sab are calling for a ban on the importation of sale of toy guns this Christmas. And four people arrested in connection with an organized fraud scheme targeting Sagico Group Jamaica Limited. This is The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, chastises Barbadians falling for Ponzi schemes when he says government is providing legitimate sources for them to invest their money. Speaking as the House sought to pass the resolution for Barbados' fiscal framework, Strachan says the economy is showing great promise and Barbadians should invest in these sources being provided for real returns.
If you want to invest in something, they've got too many hotels and too many companies starting up out here who need financing, who operate in the real economy. And when the Honourable Minister got the players full coming in here, when the day come, and the people in getting off the cruise ships and coming out and spending money in the economy, Madam Deputy Speaker, and the people exporting, because when the food terminal is constructed, the growth is there within the agriculture sector. We're exporting goods out of Barbados. These are tangible things that people can put the money in. Just the other day, you saw that Mount Gay expanded their warehouses to produce more rum. And therefore, I would like to encourage Bajans, Madam Deputy Speaker, if you want something to invest in, go and buy a barrel of rum. Buy a barrel of rum, not to drink. Not to drink. Buy a barrel of rum and let it age in the same way that you will invest in government bonds. Because as the rum ages and matures, Madam Deputy Speaker, when it bottle, you get that rate of return.
Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan. Meantime, opposition leader Ralph Thorne dismisses that suggestion and blames the government for what he considers to be mismanagement of the economy while discussing Ponzi schemes as a distraction.
What Ponzi scheme? What? We are not interested in those. That is not at the heart of this government's failure. But I quoted him again. I wrote another quote of the honorable members. He said, social programs, oh, there are various social programs, but I will not go into that. Again, the question of Ponzi schemes becomes prioritized over social programs. And the reason the honorable member could not speak to social programs or refuse to speak to social programs is because they're largely inadequate. And even if they are present, there's nothing much to report about on them. Football, the football that began and ended a few weeks ago. What next?
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. Barbados is experiencing a major tourism boom, with this year's visitor arrivals surpassing last year's figures. Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, made the announcement during the organization's fourth quarterly general meeting. He revealed an 11% increase in arrivals and noting for the first time in 20 years, the United States has overtaken the United Kingdom as the island's top source of visitors.
We have encouraged these hotels, a number of them have already even gone as far as to separate some managers from their businesses because they too realized that there was a massive failure in internal communications between staff and management. And that is important because you cannot run an establishment with 1,000, 1,500 workers and they are not being informed on a daily basis or on as frequent a basis as possible.
He also noted that there's increase in domestic tourism.
As of September 30th, 2024, arrivals for January to September 2024 are up 11% year on year, according to the Barbados Statistical Service. We have, up to the end of September, welcomed 509,673,000 stayover arrivals for this period, compared to 451,491 arrivals for the exact same period last year. CARICOM is up 6% in arrivals, where we've so far welcomed 65,627 arrivals in January to September 2023 versus 70,309 for January to September 2024.
So what is happening with their compensation? What?
That was Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith, in the Lunchtime Edition. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, C2SAB, is calling for the immediate ban on the importation and sale of toy guns this Christmas. This is one solution to stem the ongoing rise in violent crime outlined by President Ryan Phillips this morning. Phillips was speaking from the Barbados Union of Teachers headquarters, where C2SAB revealed their findings from research done on crime and its impact in Barbados.
C2SAB strongly advocates for the banning and the importation of and sale of toy guns in Barbados. Such items, while seemingly harmless, can inadvertently contribute to the normalization and the glorification of the gun culture among our youth. Exposure to these toys at a young age can influence the impressionable minds, fostering attitudes, and that may later manifest into real-world support for gun-related activities. By removing toy guns from our market, we can help to discourage the development of the culture that glamorizes violence, instead focusing on nurturing positive values, creativity, and non-violent conflict resolution skills within our country's children.
What is happening with allowances? What is happening with...
President of C2SAB, Ryan Phillips. Other solutions outlined this morning spoke to the continued ban on camouflage, early intervention with youth, and an increase in resources in various mentorship programs. General Secretary Dennis DePisa said it was important that government set the tone for a stable society and not send mixed signals to the public about key issues.
As of September 30th, 2020,
there was a reason for the banning of camouflage clothing. We also went so far to say smoking is not good, so we ban smoking in public places. But then we turn around and tell people smoke a joint. So you can smoke a joint and a joint on top of a joint. And we got a lot of junkies all over the place. Not today, okay? We spoke about the type of dress codes that we were having. People wearing pants down below the knees. Going to schools, nobody can't tell you nothing. You got child rights. You have all these rights. We are destroying our country because of the type of leadership that we're having from some of our people who should be more responsible. And let's say it without fear or contradiction.
Bonuses. What is happening as a
relief? A VAT relief holiday was announced by Prime Minister and Minister of the Finance and the Honourable Dr. Terence Druin St. Kitts and Nevis during his 2025 budget address delivered in the National Assembly yesterday. He noted that for the first 6 months of 2025, the VAT rate, which is charged at 17%, will be reduced to 13%. The temporary reduction in VAT, coupled with other measures such as the new Budget Boost Wallet Initiative that will provide $250 per month for eligible individuals earning less than $5,000 per month for the first 6 months next year, and an increase in the minimum wage from $430 to $500 per week from July 1st, 2025, is expected to enhance consumer earnings. Our top stories. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strachan, chastises Barbadians falling for Ponzi schemes when he says government is providing legitimate sources for them to invest their money. Meantime, opposition leader Ralph Thorne dismisses that suggestion and blames the government for what he considers to be mismanagement of the economy while discussing Ponzi schemes as a distraction. Tourism officials report they're experiencing a boom in visitor arrivals, surpassing the 2023 numbers. C2SAB are calling for a ban on the importation and sale of toy guns this Christmas. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group, I'm Barry Wilkinson.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.